In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, with the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, may it be with us all. Amen. Beloved ones in Christ Jesus, in the church, which is our Lord's very body, it's not a metaphor. It's the Lord's very body. There is always a beginning, which always comes to an end as we begin again. We begin this Holy Lenten fast today, tonight, tomorrow, actually. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the cheese pizza. No more cheese, huh? So you see, the church, we have a cycle. We begin, we end, but the ending starts at the beginning, and now we have an ending. Christ is the Alpha and Omega, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We Christians live from Pascha to Pascha, from Lent to Lent, from Sunday to Sunday, from baptism to confession. With every heartbeat, we live in the Holy Communion, Eucharistia, the Thanksgiving. Today, on the eve of Lent, as we again begin our journey to the blessed and holy Pascha, we must forgive every human being on this earth, everyone, those who love us. Sometimes those who love us, they're hardest to forgive. Those who hate us, we must forgive. And third, we must forgive ourselves because we are all sinners. Raise your hand if you're not a sinner here. I thought and prayed very hard about this day, which will be my last official sermon as the Proistaminos, but I will now graduate to the more beautiful and venerable and most holy office of Pastor Emeritus of St. Simeon Orthodox Church. I thought, what can I say to this beautiful people who have taught me so much about the spiritual life? They've taught me, you have taught me much more than I have given you in these last 13 years. What can I teach you with my meager words? So bear with me in my hubris as I try to leave you with some thoughts on living the Christian life. How do we live the Christian life? It's not what we say, it is what we do. The Lord gave this central teaching on the Christian life. If you want to know what the Ten Commandments are, they are expanded, summarized, and made full and complete in the Sermon on the Mountain, a mountain which I visited just 2 years ago. It was a beautiful church up on the Mount of Beatitudes, they call it in the English, but it's a holy mountain above Tabkha. The Lord sat down and taught the meaning of the Ten Commandments. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Read Matthew 6 every night. You will know what the Christian life is. If you didn't have any of the scriptures, none of the scriptures, and you had Matthew 6, that's all we would need. Let us read it every day, for one word from the Lord is worth infinite number of words from human beings. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. What? Does the Lord not wish to forgive us if we act badly? Some of his last words on earth were, Father, forgive them, as they were spitting on him. When you do not forgive, you're spitting on Jesus Christ. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So why would he say, if you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven? Does he not want to forgive us? Well, why do we teach our children and grandchildren about the stove? It is hot, hot. My little Florence goes, every time she goes by the stove, she's heard me say it so many times, she says, hot, hot. There she is, right back there. Hot, hot, hot. The Lord loves us. God is love beyond all things. God loves us and wishes us to live. The Lord is knocking in our door, wishing to enter. He said, after he said, I'm knocking at the door, I have come that they may have life. Not just any life, life in its abundance. More than can be calculated. That's the word in Greek. So life in its full meaning can only be lived in Jesus Christ in full color. Otherwise, we're living a parody of life. We cannot live without him. This life, more than anything, is a life of love. It is a life of love. And in this fallen world, love can only be manifest as forgiveness. Because we are all sinning against each other. Is it we that forgive? How could we forgive our enemies? How could you forgive your enemies? How could you forgive those who hate you? Impossible. Impossible. But what is impossible with men is possible with God. Therefore, if God exists in you, if he truly exists in you, lives in you, if you keep my commandments, my Father and I will come and we will dwell. We will make our tabernacle in you. Beloved, it is God living in us whom we invite into our souls and our hearts who forgives, not us. It is God forgiving through us. Of course, we must cooperate. We sinners are not capable of forgiveness. And we're not capable of love. We may think it's love. How is it possible without God, I ask you, to love or to forgive? Jesus clearly, when he looked at his apostles, he said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Therefore, beloved, if there is one thought that I can leave you with. Salvation is not a transaction between God and men on the cross. Salvation is not coming to divine liturgy every Sunday and going through the motions. Salvation is not following a set of rules. Salvation is God, Christ, living in us. Christ, who is the living God. We must allow him to act in us. We must first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the other things that you're seeking will be added to you. We find this first and foremost in his holy church. As his body, we are given in this church the water of life. We are given in this church the forgiveness in confession We are given in this church the food that gives us eternal life. He said, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. John, the gospel. So we must eat and become strong. But we must not only eat, we must exercise. In our prayers at home, we must ingest the Holy Scripture, the teachings of the fathers of the church, the lives of our saints, which is the very mind of Christ. You want to know what Christ teaches? Look at the life of St. Nectarios, of St. Seraphim. Look at their lives. You will know what the mind of Christ is. We must pray every day, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not our own wills. Oh yeah, we use God as a stamp for our own will. Thy will be done. We must trust him. We must trust him, not ourselves, every hour of the day. Whether good things or bad things are in front of us. Then we must go out into the world. We must go out into the world and seek there in the world. We're not here to retract from the world. We're to find the kingdom of God that has come to this earth and dwells in us. Let us be kind to the unkind. Let our words benefit others, not wound them. Let us flee from sins as we would from fire, from that hot stove. Don't touch it. The love of God and his forgiveness and his life are here in this holy place for the taking. We must only open the door with the key of forgiveness. And he who is forgiveness itself will be able to come and make his home in us. He will dwell in us and walk among us. He will be our God and we shall be his people. That is what God's holy church is, and that is who we are. So forgive me, a sinner. Amen.